In traditional cultures, it's taken for granted that the sun is conscious. It's a god or a goddess. In Japan, it's a goddess. In Latin cultures, it's a god. In India, it's Surya. So it's taken for granted that the sun, the stars, and the heavenly bodies are conscious beings. That's why we call the planets by the names of gods and goddesses. In the Middle Ages, philosophers like St. Thomas Aquinas thought of the planets and the stars as conscious beings with angelic intelligences. And Plato called the planets the visible gods. So the idea that the heavens are animate, that they're alive and conscious, is a very old idea and I would say pretty well universal. What makes our own culture so eccentric is that in the 17th century, at the beginning of the scientific revolution, the whole of the heavens and the earth were declared unconscious, inanimate, devoid of life. Everything was mechanical and machine-like. And so in that context, asking if the sun's conscious seems absurd. For a materialist, it's just a stupid question. It's something that, you know, primitive people might think, ignorant people might think, children might think because they draw the sun with a smiley face. But grown-up, mature, sensible, educated people ought not even to consider that question, dismiss it with the contempt it deserves. And that's the way it's been treated for several centuries. Well, I think in my own case, I'm predisposed towards panpsychism. In 1990, I wrote a book called The Rebirth of Nature about the reanimation of the world. I lived for 7 years in India, where the Gayatri Mantra is one of the most fundamental prayers in Hinduism, asking for the blessings of the sun to illuminate our meditation. And the move towards panpsychism in philosophy has been a big help. And what panpsychism does is liberates our imagination, because it says that consciousness doesn't have to be located only in brains. Whereas the normal view, the neuroscience view, is that consciousness is generated by brains, and therefore it's only in beings with brains like us. The bigger the brain, the more the consciousness. Whereas panpsychism, which considers whether even electrons and atoms could be conscious, opens the possibility of saying, well, is the sun conscious? Are the stars conscious? I think they probably are. And they meet many of the criteria for consciousness that one could think of. They have agency. They seem to be self-organizing. They have complex electromagnetic patterns, which could be the interface between their mind and their thoughts.